It's Mike Matthews, the host of the longest running self-produced daily podcast on planet Earth by a guy named Mike in the land of Maritopica in Podcaster Valley here at Cafe Anyway. It is Mike's Daily Podcast, episode 3158, 3158. And I am not a huge fan of Las Vegas. I've been there twice. First time was all right. There were a lot of freebies. I was going with a radio station that I was working for, and there was a bunch of free, although I had to be like a chaperone to a bunch of listeners. And we got there driving in a bus from Ventura, California, all the way to Vegas, from Ventura to Vegas, Ventura to Vegas or bust. It should have said on the back of the bus because we almost busted. And it got really hot, and for some reason the air conditioning didn't work, and a bunch of the listeners complained to the Better Business Bureau about the bus company that took us, but the radio station and the bus company had a really good relationship, and with all the listeners reporting the bus company to Better Business Bureau, they didn't like the radio station anymore. Your listeners reported us. How dare you? Well, your bus was causing our listeners to sweat and almost evaporate into nothing in the bus. And this was back in the O's when things were a little less litigious. Every year things get a little more litigious. And well, it would have been a unbridled nightmare now if that had happened. But Vegas is down on... Oh, the second time I went to Vegas, by the way, I did not have all these freebies and such. I didn't get to see Blue Man Group for nothing, see Reba for nothing, see a comedian George Wallace for nothing. All these freebies. Nope, that was all gone. I had to pay for everything, and it was expensive. I remember back then a glass of wine was $10, which is nothing now. Now I think it's like $50 for a glass of wine. So I realized Vegas is not the place for me. Oh, but Mike, if you gamble, that's, you know, they give you free drinks if you gamble. I don't know if they do that so much anymore. Plus, I'm not a gambler. But I love Kenny Rogers. I love that album. Don Henley wrote a lot of songs or sang on a lot of songs. I don't know if he wrote, but he did perform on a lot of the songs. Back as the Eagles were getting bigger and bigger, they performed on that Kenny Rogers album back in the 70s. But back to Las Vegas, Sin City is facing some bad luck. Down on its luck. The summer swoon this past summer, visits to Vegas were down almost 12% in June of this year versus a year earlier. The number of air travelers into Vegas overall declined almost 7% since the previous June. The amount of 50%, the amount of money that people dropped for tips was, the income has dropped, rather, for tipped workers has dropped 50%. So the workers making tips, they're making 50% less, is what I'm trying to say. And 12% of the visitors to the city are not from America. They're from different countries. So hotel occupancy has declined almost 7%, and room rates actually fell about 7%. So maybe it was a good time to visit Vegas this past summer. The U.S. would lose $12.5 billion in international travel spending this year, and younger Americans are drifting away from Vegas's entertainment model. They want to do the online gambling. Oh, that's a bad idea. That means it's more accessible. You'll lose or make money faster, but generally you're going to lose more. I'm just being realistic. U.S. online gambling market has reached about $12.68 billion in 2024. The number 12 used often in that story that I got from Rob Black. He can be seen on Cron TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour and heard on KDOW AM 1220 in the Bay Area Monday through Friday in the 5 p.m. hour. Just remember, he says, in the end, the house always wins. And we were talking a little bit about college last week with colleges in the news lately, not for the best of reasons, but college is too expensive and risky if you're getting the wrong degree. Rob asks, why spend $200,000 when you can spend $20,000 and end up earning $80,000? So getting a return on your investment, actually. The trade school enrollment number grew almost 5% over the past year, while university enrollment has shrunk by almost 1%, not much. But the fastest growing programs for trade school include the culinary arts. That's up almost 14%. The school's teaching you beauty and wellness and cosmetology. My ex-wife went to school for that, which I funded. And that is up about 4% more people are attending those schools. And healthcare support schools that teach you how to help people, support them in health and care, that's gone up to about 4%, has gone up by 4%. And you know, trades pay well, and trades pay immediately. You're not waiting forever to get a job. Where that's exactly what I did. I graduated from the University of California system, graduated from UC Santa Barbara, and I had a communications degree, and it took about a year to get a job, and I wanted to work in radio because somebody had hit me in the head really hard, I guess, when I was a kid, and I was like, wah, wah, wah. And you know, little birds flying around my head, and I guess I never recovered. So I decided I wanted to be in radio. I have a thing about radio for some reason. I fell in love with it. I got the bug. And I didn't really, in the end, really need that university degree, but it did help me a lot because I did learn a lot about all sorts of different fields. And I guess UC Santa Barbara was an absolutely beautiful campus to be going to school at. Met a lot of cool people. But, and I guess the reason why I'm in the Bay Area now is because of going to UC Santa Barbara and meeting a lot of people that were going to school in Santa Barbara because they wanted to get away from the Bay Area. But they came from the Bay Area, and when we all graduated and went back to our homes, they were like, hey, you got to come visit us in the Bay Area. And I'd go up there, and I really enjoyed it. So here I am now in Podcastro Valley in the Bay Area. One other interesting thing about this whole trade school rise is that welders, electricians, also your HVAC techs, your plumbers, your linemen, they can all make up to $100,000 without a degree. There are 150,000 job openings that exist for electricians, welders, and your HVAC technicians. And there, you don't have to wait 4 years to start earning. Fascinating stuff. Less screen time. Oh yeah, you're moving around a little bit more with those jobs too. You're not just sitting behind a desk, sitting behind a screen. And that might be healthier for you. They're saying all this stuff about how people that are on the computer all day, they're ruining their eyes. You should divert your eyes away from the screen at least every half hour and get up and walk around. And people are sitting down way too long. You got to get up and walk around because just the sitting and your arched neck, your neck that's just leaning forward and messing with your spine, that's no good. You can ask any chiropractor and they will tell you. So just some things to think about and rethink about how we thought things were initially, I guess what I'm saying. Okay, with all that amazing info I just had, yes, I got it secondhand, but it's, I'm just secondhand news. I'm just secondhand news. Yay. I'm not. I'm Mike, and I'm here with some firsthand amazing experiences for you because we are about to, you and I, go into cafe anyway, and I'm going to open the door for you. Here we go. Let me get that for you. Cafe anyway. Welcome to Cafe Anyway.
It's Mike's Daddy Podcast.
Somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopka, it is Mike Matthews. This is episode
Mike's Daily Podcast
3158-3158. This is great. How are you, Mike? Why'd you ask? Because I was interested in how you're doing, like Are you singing a song here at Cafe Anyway? Yes, I am. Who are you? I don't know. This has been confusing, so let's just say WrestleMania is coming to ESPN.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Did I watch WrestleMania? I didn't even know it existed. I found out about it like when I was 17,
Mike's
18.
Daily.
I'd hear some talk. Did you watch?
Podcast.
So and so and oh.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan. Oh. Later I'd find out about all these big celebrity WrestleMania people. So I'm late to the party, but apparently a 5-year, $1.6 billion agreement that begins next year will give ESPN, yes, the sports network that you have been following for decades now, is going to have exclusive rights to the big WWE events, including WrestleMania and SummerSlam. I would have to eat so much and lift so much. And I don't know if there's some kind of steroid or something else you need to take, or just whey protein, go through buckets and buckets of that before I could even attempt to be into the WrestleMania thing. Plus, I'm at that age where if you throw me across the ring and I go flying outside of the ring and hit a bunch of folding chairs, it's not going to be so good for me. When I was younger, sure, you could do that all day long. But yes, it is Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on Earth, in the land of Ameritopica. I'm noticing some things, some odd, weird flex on my shirt. Oh, this is exciting. Because for the very first time, we have stopped videoing on my Facebook channel, facebook.com/Mike's Daily Podcast. And now we are on to...
And here's today's podcast picture.
Twitch. I'm now doing this on Twitch. I figured out how you do it. Somebody I knew was telling me, espousing the wonders of Twitch eons ago. So now I'm finally catching on and doing that. Oh, and actually the reason why is because someone who's my age, her son is on Twitch. And I said, I got to get on Twitch because I want to see what your son does. It's fascinating. The late, great Basil the Boxer, who's in the podcast picture? Thanks for asking. A fantastic trip we took 9 years ago down to Monterey. And I really should get down to Monterey more often. It's been like 8 years since I've been down there. It's such a beautiful area. And I love Pacific Grove and Carmel and all that. And it's maybe an hour and a half drive from where I am. I need to get... No excuse, Mike, living here in Podcaster Valley. But see that cool picture at mikesdailypodcast.com. If you want to see the video to this, I have a link to the Twitch account. My handle is Mike Podcast. Okay. Not the best name. I guess I came up with Mike Podcast. But there, it's just a shortened version of what the show is. Got two of the words, two of the three words.
This show is clean.
Ish. So there are two types of spending. Consumers with annual earnings of at least $100,000 increased their spending in the first 6 months of this year. And those making less than $50,000 a year did the exact opposite. A tale of two shoppers. The really, really rich and the not so as much rich. And you know, I am always doing less spending as much as I can. I did splurge on some tires, but I have not splurged in the past on tires and have not done that. I didn't go woo. I went wah and regretted it. So I am fine with that, with the way of what I have done. Let's see. Is this even recording, by the way, on Twitch? I'm going to shove my hand right into the camera. You can't tell. All right. We'll just see after the fact. My voice, I know, is recording because that's all I care about. I'm an audio podcast guy. I don't really care about the video thing.
Mike is on it, man.
Man go where no man has gone
before. We love it, Mike.
Thank you. Which leads us to our very interesting next little piece of story. A piece of story. Okay. It's not about pizza, but it's a piece of a story. Here we go. Podcasting. It's in the name of this show. But people are all confused about the word podcast now, because it can mean video or audio. In the beginning, it was only audio, but now it refers to videos that are done. They call them podcasts, even though they're video shows, they're TV shows, basically. They're videos. People want to still use the word podcast, which I guess is a good thing.
This is Mike's Podcast Picnic.
And in fact, I just had a word there attached to my picnic. It is a podcast picnic, and that means we're enjoying some delicious food, which you can't see on camera, but it's off to the side here. I have a bevy of cookies. Enjoy the bevy of cookies I brought. Bevy made them. Thanks, Bevy. We don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, did Bevy include beverages, is the question? Sure. There are various probiotic, postbiotic, prebiotic. Those are the...
I got through that. I got into it.
Biotics that went into a time machine back into the past. We got into that time machine and found out that it's no longer the world of the early... the mid-0s is when podcasting first emerged. And back then it was only audio, and this podcast is mainly only audio. But YouTube is the elephant in the room. Now, almost 40% of all weekly podcast consumers use YouTube. That's almost half. We're getting close to half using YouTube as their primary platform for podcasting. Man.
Sometimes you wear stretchy pants.
Because people are interested in seeing. They just don't want to hear Jack Black. They want to see him. Maybe they don't want to see him. He's getting a little big these days. Let himself go. Not that he ever had himself confined. He's always let himself go. Outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. But if we go back 6 years ago, that number was only around 18%, maybe around 15% of people catching their podcasts on YouTube Cafe anyway. Now almost 40%. And going back to spending a lot, if you have earnings of at least $100,000, that would be you if you are a travel nurse. The average annual salary for a travel nurse in California exceeds $185,900.
Like, they got an area where you can get specialty burgers. What? They got an area where you can get chicken. They got
here
an area
at Cafe
where
anyway?
You can get all this food. And you've never seen anything like it in your life.
It's miraculous, Cafe Anyway. But yeah, travel nurses, they make over $185,000. Look who's here outside of Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. Hi, Mark. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen. Hiya! You want to ride my horse today?
And to this grown field player, tell you what.
What?
I love that band, Supertramp. That was a great band, Supertramp.
Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got.
How about Goodbye Stranger? Goodbye Stranger. It's been nice. It's paradise. That one.
Right. Rick Davies.
You know, I mean, people get stuck on stupid. You know what I mean?
People don't get stuck. They get stuck on stupid when they don't listen. They put down Supertramp is when they get stuck on stupid. Don't put down Supertramp. It was a great band. Take a look at my girlfriend. Logical. What would you say if they were calling you a radical or a criminal? Well, Rick Davies passed away last week. It was a week of all kinds of tragedies last week. And we lost Rick Davies, and he was the one who... Not Roger... Roger Hodgson had the much higher voice, the soaring voice. Rick had a more gruff, in-your-gut type voice. And so he sang...
It was early morning yesterday. I was up before the dawn. And I really must be on my way. Must be moving on. Like a sailor out some land and a violent thing. And then...
Yeah, that guy. He co-wrote a lot of songs with Roger Hodgson that made fantastic Supertramp songs. One of my favorites is a Roger Hodgson song saying, what's the goodbye song? No, not that one. Long Way Home. That's it. You take the long way home. You take the long way home. I think that's on Breakfast in America, too. You take the long way home. You take the long way home. Ah, great stuff. Anyway, we lost Rick Davies. He also had a cool song. Not many avid Supertramp fans like it, but there was a song he did called Cannonball. It's basically two chords, I think, the whole song. I think it's just one chord. I looked it up on Wikipedia once, and I think the story is Rick Davies tried to write a song where he didn't have to change chords at all. He could just play the same one over and over again, which for us awful, unskilled musicians, that's the best. So he did a whole song that's pretty dynamic and interesting and driving called Cannonball. Cannonball. And didn't years later, the Breeders did a song, Cannonball, right? Something similar. I'm thinking similar name. Anyway, Cafe Anyway, look who else is here.
Hello, Mike. I make delicious root beer hasta right now. Oh, boy.
That's so very nice of you, huh? With all that talking, that's good for the vocal cords. Thank you very much. Things are going well down there in the basement of Cafe Anyway. Where you magnify all the root beer and you have all the root beer vats and you make delicious root beer.
Yeah, Mac, it's going okay. I fell in the root beer vat, but that's all right. That's a little bit of me in the root beer. Oh, boy, Chick right now, I'll cut you.
Don't do that. That's so nice. Don't you feel your paradise isn't mine? Point of view, it's a sense. Okay, enough of my singing. Oh, wow, Flying Saucer just distracted me to tell me that it's the end of the show. But next show, we will hear from the wonderful Madame Rutabaga Valentino and Bison Bentley. If you would like to, in any way, discuss anything we talked about on the show, here is the phone number.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you so much for listening to this simple podcast. It's so simple. It's one chord through the whole show. A dynamic, wonderful, boisterous chord called Mike's Daily Podcast. And with more on that, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.